last ever radio extravaganza. Ken's last ever radio extravaganza.
Are you hungry, Neil? I live in the American Gardens building, on the 11th floor. My name is Patrick Bateman. I'm 27 years old. I believe in taking care of myself, in a balanced diet, and a rigorous exercise routine. In the morning, if my face is a little puffy, I'll put on an ice pack while doing my stomach crunches. I can do 1,000. After I remove the ice pack, I use a deep pore cleanser lotion. In the shower, I use a water-activated gel cleanser. Then a honey almond body scrub. And on the face, an exfoliating gel scrub. Then I apply an herb mint facial mask, which I leave on for 10 minutes while I prepare the rest of my routine. I live in the American Gardens building on West 81st Street. I live in the American Gardens building on West 81st Street, on the 11th floor. My name is Patrick Bateman. I'm 27 years old. I believe in taking care of myself, in a balanced diet, and a rigorous exercise routine. In the morning, if my face is a little puffy, I'll put on an ice pack while doing my stomach crunches. I can do 1,000 now. Thank you. After I remove the ice pack, I use a deep pore cleanser lotion. In the shower, I use a water-activated gel cleanser. Then a honey almond body scrub. And on the face, an exfoliating gel scrub. Then I apply an herb mint facial mask, which I leave on for 10 minutes while I prepare the rest of my routine. I always use an aftershave lotion with little or no alcohol, because alcohol dries your face out and makes you look older. Then moisturizer, then an anti-aging eye balm, followed by a final moisturizing protective.
What information adjustments?
There is an idea.
Information adjustments. They sent me here. They said you have
some kind of distraction. But there is no real danger, something illusory. And though I can hide my cold gaze, and you can shake my hand and feel flesh gripping yours, and maybe you can even sense our lifestyles are probably comparable, I simply am not there.
Seen a refund check before?
Oh, but it's just this. Yes. He was to pay all for the interrogation. And B, he loans me. Look, get rid of it.
Well, send it to somebody else. Better still, send it to Buckle. After all, it's his check.
I've tried that, but look at this. You see? The population census has gone down as daunted. The central collective storehouse computer has got him down as deleted. Information retrieval has got him down as inoperative. And there's another one. Security has got him down as excised. Administration has got him down as completed.
He's dead.
I live in the American Gardens building on West 31st Street.
What's the number on the check?
271-56789 stroke 074-328-K.
Back into memory. Central banking. Veronica Buckle. This is deposit.
I live in the American Gardens building on West 81st Street, on the 11th floor.
Little mess.
Okay, you should see my room.
I live in the American Gardens building.
You're really into computers, huh?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Dialing into the school's computer. They change the password every couple of weeks, but I know where they write it down.
In the morning, if my face is a little puffy, I'll put on an ice pack while doing the slow crunches.
Those are your brains?
Yep. I don't think that I deserved it, do you?
that.
Already done. Do you have a middle initial?
K. Catherine. These are my grades.
You really think I didn't?
How can anybody get a D in home ec?
That's none of your business. Can you erase this, please?
No, it's too late.
What are you doing?
I'm changing your biology grade.
No, I don't want you to do that. You're going to get me in trouble.
No. To find out.
He did. Turned out.
There, you just got to see. Now you don't have to go to summer school.
Change it back.
What?
You really think I didn't know?
Sir?
I have to have some way of testing my handiwork.
I live in the American Garden. West 81st Street.
You really think I didn't know?
Sir?
I have to have some way of testing my handiwork. I think it turned out rather well. Don't you? Evil turned out rather well.
Okay.
Hey. Whose are these?
Those are grades?
Yeah. I live in the American Garden.
I don't think that I deserve that.
Street. Do you? On the 11th floor.
You really are an untidy boy.
You can't do that.
Already done. Her room's upstairs.
Your parents aren't home?
Do you mean you knew what was happening to us all the time?
Well, of course. I am the supreme being. I'm not entirely a dim. I let you borrow my map. Now, I want every bit of evil placed here.
There is one, sir.
Right away.
Drive out
to Mrs. Buckley.
Let us sign the
passport. I live in the American Garden.
Just discuss your creation.
Yes. You really are a clever boy.
Why did they have to die?
You might as well say, why do we have to have Edil?
Well, we wouldn't dream of asking a question like that.
Yes. Why do we have to have Edil?
Ah. I think it's something to do with free will.
Would you tell me what's going on here? And don't tell me about another bike accident.
What do you want to hear, Mom? No, you don't want to hear the truth. All you want to hear is how great it is out here. Well, maybe great for you, but it sucks for me. I hate this place. I hate it. I just want to go home. Why can't we just go back home?
Listen to me.
What?
I cannot help you unless you tell me what's wrong.
I gotta take karate next.
You took karate?
No, not at the Y.
A good school.
I live in the American Gardens.
It's not fair. You'll like this fair coming out when I ask me how I felt.
I'm 27. I believe in taking care of myself in a balanced diet and a rigorous exercise. In the morning, if my face is a little puffy, I'll put on an ice pack while doing my stomach crunches. I can do it now.
You really think I didn't know?
I see it, did you tell me?
Turned out rather well.
I live in the American Gardens building, West 81st Street.
Evil turned out rather well. You really think I didn't know?
Sir?
I had to have some way of testing my handiwork. I think it turned out rather well. Thank you. Evil turned out rather well.
What secret did you tell me?
Going blind?
I live in the American Gardens building on West 81st Street.
Not yet, but soon.
here.
I live in the American Gardens building on West 81st Street, on the 11th floor.
It's not as bad as it sounds. It's a family thing.
I'm blind.
I've always known it. From I was a little girl, I knew.
Are you okay?
To America, because in America they can give Jean an operation, you know?
Jean?
But he doesn't know about it. You mustn't tell him, because then it could get worse. I just have to save up money, you know, enough money to... Oh, I almost got it. For the operation. I can operate on Gene when he turns 30.
I live in the American Gardens building on West 81st.
You have to tell me about your father.
I never had a father. I made up his name, too.
Unless you put in all these hours into Laurie's pen to do everything you do.
Last ever radio extravaganza on Co-op KOOP Austin. Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza can be heard every Tuesday night from 6:30 to 7 p.m. in Austin. It can be listened to not in real time on the internet. Past shows, last week's show, last month's show, lots of shows, lots and lots and lots of shows. Listen to them, listen to them, listen to them. The address to go to is counterfolk.com/lastever. Again, that's counterfolk.com/lastever. Send me email, ken@counterfolk.com. Call on the phone, 512-472-KOOP. counterfolk.com/lastever. Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza, Tuesdays, 6:30 to 7. KOP Austin now includes broadcast day, Co-op's Cooperative 1 Community Radio for Austin, Texas, licensed board of directors, education, broadcast, cooperative, incorporated by the Federal Communications Commission. Co-op is a business talk on radio and broadcast 91.7 MHz, effective radio and power 3,000 watts. Co-op's non-commercial educational station and defends heavily literature confusion and visits underwriting member tests, Texas, and broadcast. Co-op broadcast 9 to 7 p.m. weekdays, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekends. The viewpoints and opinions heard on Co-op do not necessarily affect those of the board of directors, staff members, or underwriters. Our offices and studio are located on the third floor of 304 East 5th Street in downtown Austin. For further information about Co-op, call our office line at 472-1369. Stay tuned to 91.7 FM for KVRX Student Radio from the University of Texas at Austin. Join us again tomorrow morning at 9 for more great community radio programming. Thank you for listening. Co-op, your community radio station. This has been Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. I'm sorry.